6. The stages of Bobenka. Stages of development in a child's life in traditional Nkwin. The people of Nkwin, the tribe where Bobenka was first conceived and developed, has a saying which tells us of the way a child becomes a man. It goes like this: to become a man, a child needs first a cutlass, then a gun or spear, and, later, a house where he may bring in a wife and start a family. This saying has a great wisdom in it. In fact, it explains the various stages of a youth's life on the road to maturity and adulthood. To become a man or a woman, for that matter, a youth must learn the practical lessons of agriculture and hunting which will enable him to eat and to make a living in this particular environment. Only then can he think about creating his family and be responsible for others. This idea inspired us to create a pedagogical way in which the whole of the African experience could be comprehended with the spiritualities of Bobenka process. The great axes of traditional African life. In all African cultures, and in old traditional societies like the ones in the Bible, we find similar elements of education and development. Traditional societies, both in Africa and in the Bible's world, rotated around four basic axes or universes: the farm cattle, the hunting-fishing activities and disciplines, the reality of war, and the house-family realm. All initiation rites were deeply in contact with these vital centers. We may talk of separate, parallel universes of conceptualization and points of view. The universe of the farmer and the shepherd. The universe of the hunter and the fisherman. The universe of the warrior. The universe of the house builder and housemaker, including the marriage family worlds. Traditional universes as realms of formation and spirituality. In each one of these universes exists a great variety of cultural and spiritual elements which are genuinely African and genuinely biblical. The whole life of the people of God spun around these four universes. Jesus himself made good use of these realms to present his message in parables. The Gospels contain many references to the worlds of agriculture, e.g., the good seed which bears much fruit, shepherding, e.g., the good shepherd, the lost sheep, fishing, e.g., the net which catches all sorts of fish, war, e.g., the king who is advised to make peace with another king who comes with a stronger army, the house, e.g., the house built on sand, the owner who protects it against a burglar, and the family, e.g., father-children parables. By taking these universes as a master plan to present formation and to organize the developmental journey, Bobenka offers a very wide range of possibilities for enculturation to any parish or diocese wanting to start this process. Adaptation to local realities is thus open while preserving a guiding blueprint. In each one of these main stages, the Mbonga relives the experiences of the ancestors both in the faith, the people of Israel, and the blood, the local tribe, with its own wisdom, insights, and traditions. Traditions and modern, urban society of African youths. A word may be needed, at this point, to talk about youth in urban African settings. Even though urban youths in today's sprawling African cities may find these universes and their imageries a little backward, universal human experience tells us of the need of every person and society to go back to their roots in order to consolidate their own identity, values, and projects. Our own pedagogical experience tells us that a catechesis strongly enculturated can only do good in the long run, even though it may be received with some skepticism by those who pride themselves in being modern. A truly African spirituality and catechesis, if well thought out and laid out, shall be of great help in an urban setting to provide otherwise rootless youths with an internal world full of wisdom and references to daily life.